Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Advice Show on Blog Talk Radio. This is a show where I'm doing nothing but speaking the truth. I'm not going to censor myself like I do on YouTube. I'm going to just let the truth come out as it comes out. On this show, you can call in and speak whatever you need to speak. Stay on topic is what I ask. I ask that you be respectful to other people. And don't get too crazy. But if you do, hey, it's all right too. Now on to the show with your host. And those of you who don't know me, my name is Phil. Hey, what's going on, everybody? If you don't know me, I'm Philip from the Advice Show on YouTube. You can holler at me on Twitter, holler at me on Facebook, all the Advice Show. So today's topic, as you can see, is why some women love thirsty men. Before I get into this topic, I want to give some shouts out. Shout out to all my subscribers on YouTube. Appreciate y'all watching. Sometimes, like I said before, I don't even understand why y'all watch half the stuff I say. It shocks me to this day that I get one view on any video that I post. We'll give some more shouts out to my people on Facebook that like my page. I appreciate y'all, you know, supporting me and, you know, rocking with me there, and all my people on Twitter. Shout out to y'all. Some more people, want to give a shout out to my people in California. Man, I know y'all enjoying that West Coast weather. People in New York, definitely my down south people in Texas, Georgia, Florida. Y'all give me a lot of love. And keep me going, you know what I'm saying? So I do all this for y'all. You know, I don't do this for me. I'm not out here, you know, collecting no money from no checks or anything like that. I'm just doing this to share. Because, you know, there's a lot of, you know, brothers and sisters hitting me up about a lot of problems they're dealing with and issues they're dealing with. And I try to make myself available much as possible to y'all so I can give y'all some common sense knowledge to things that I've dealt with in my life. So all this I do for y'all and for y'all alone. It's not for no personal gain from me. But on to the subject at hand. You know, why some women love thirsty men. Now, first of all, I have to give my definition of what a thirsty man is. And a thirsty man is basically a man who really don't have nothing to offer in a relationship. He's seeking for selfish gain only, and he will try whatever trick he can in the book to get this woman in the bed. That's all he's about. And this kind of guy make it hard for us guys out here that's trying to look for women in the right way. Because these women, when you approach these women, they thinking they had so much thirsty men come their way, they thinking we all like that. So then we got to sit up there and go through this process with these females to show them that we aren't thirsty. We just want to talk to them and get to know them for who they really are. Because not every man out here, women, is trying to get you in the bedroom. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to get to know you first. Then we may take it there if it goes there, if it's on and popping. But believe it or not, some women love them type of men. And the common denominator with those kind of women is this. They have a low self-esteem problem about themselves. They don't really value themselves a whole lot. You know, I've seen women that's highly attractive have the lowest self-esteem about themselves. And they constantly need to be reassured that they look nice and they're wanted. But really, it's a low self-esteem problem they have. So where these thirsty men come in at, they over-compliment them, tell them how good they look, acting a fool about them like they never seen a woman before, and believe it or not, that's making them feel some sort of gratification about themselves as women. But they get so caught up in the compliments, so caught up in everything else, that they don't realize these dudes are just playing them, and they going to end up probably getting them pregnant, some of them, and leaving them. And they're going to be looking like, what happened? You know, I don't know what's going on. And some of these women get in perpetual situations with these kind of dudes constantly. And then when a dude come along for the right reason, he want to holler at her and talk to her. Oh, now it's a problem because she thinking, oh, he going to hurt me too. And all us men aren't like that. But before I get further into this, you can call in 347-996-3350. That's the guest call-in number. You can call in anytime. And let me know if you can't stand thirsty men either as a man. And women, if you love thirsty men, tell us why. You know, maybe men who aren't thirsty, maybe we aren't doing something that they doing. Or have you been hurt by a thirsty man? Call in. Let me know what's up. Because I want to get down to the bottom of it from men and women about who being thirsty and what's going on. And how can, you know, because see, the thing is, I get so tired of reading emails telling me about, you know, the situation a woman got caught up in behind some thirsty man. It's always like that. Or, you know, the dudes, you know, getting played out by these women because they thinking, oh, everybody thirsty and everybody wants something from them. That's not the case. You know, sometimes, you know, some people are so used to the bad, they never see the good. And that these thirsty men have nothing good for these women whatsoever. Now, how the thirsty men mess up the dating pool, you know, for dudes, is these women got a chip on their shoulder. And a lot of times these women got an attitude problem because they've been dealing with them kind of men. And so these men is a problem for everybody. So the ladies, this is what I understand, what I like to understand from you. Why, you know, some of you don't feel good about yourself enough to say, hey, you know, I don't like no man coming at me like that. My name ain't no hey baby. My name ain't no, you know, I got to get your number and all this other stuff. I mean, why can't you just accept this guy to talk to you with respect? You know, a lot of these women these days don't have respect for themselves whatsoever. That's why they let a lot of these men talk to them any kind of way. Okay? They let them get away with so much they shouldn't be getting away with. And then, as I said before, they get hurt and everything else. And then now we got to be dealing with the brunt of it. We got to be, you know, being told what this happened to me and that happened to me and all this other stuff. And we had nothing to do with it as men at all. Okay? So this is a potentially problem for all of us, women and men. But in today's society, it's, you know, this thirstiness from men. And believe it or not, they got some thirsty women, but we're going to talk about men. I know you saw the situation where that man, Desmond Hatchett, out there in Knoxville, Tennessee, if I'm not mistaken. And he has 30 kids from 11 different women. See, it's stuff like that, and why these thirsty guys are causing a problem. Because I promise you, that kind of man right there was thirsty with them women, and they ate that up, hook, line, and sinker, and now it's 30 children produced. Now, I did a video on YouTube talking about this and discussing this and how I feel about this and how I'm very angry that they put these kids in a bad situation. And these kids, you know, have to go through a bad life, and it won't be easy. Because they mother is not no college-educated woman with a career and everything else to take care of these kids. These women, you know, looking for some sort of support for these children, in which they should get support for their children. But this low self-esteem from these women and accepting these thirsty men in their life is very, very, very detrimental to these women. And you know, as men, it's hard to find a good woman these days. It's very hard to find one. And because a lot of these women are just so messed up. They messed up from home. They messed up from coming from single parent homes. They messed up from being abused, beat on, and some of them, believe it or not, been raped by men and all kind of other stuff. And we have to sit there and we have to deal with this sort of thing in the dating pool with these women. And if these women would cut out these thirsty men out of their life and leave them alone and give the decent dude a chance, then you won't be having all these problems. See, a lot of these, you know, dudes out here, we got a lot of good dudes out here, man. A lot of good dudes that actually want to do right. A lot of dudes that want to settle down and live their life right, okay? And they not being accepted. But you accepting a thirsty man. I don't get that whatsoever. Why are you accepting a thirsty man, women? You got men that's interested in you. Men that want to talk to you and do the right thing by you, but you don't want them. You don't. But you're going to accept this guy that's acting a fool over you. And why? Because he's talking about your looks. You need that self-gratification for yourself. You need to feel good about yourself, period. You don't need no man to sit up here and tell you about yourself. Okay? Whatsoever. You should say, I feel good about myself enough that I don't need that kind of gratification. But you make it hard on the good brothers out here all the time. And that stuff needs to stop. They got brothers out here that just as single as a woman is. And they need some time, too. They want a chance, too. You know, it's like so many women these days, you know, they got a chip on their shoulder and they're miserable. They're miserable. You know, that's why a lot of them got attitude, because they're miserable. I mean, when you don't have nobody in your life, you're going to be miserable. Trust me. You can get tired of being at the family functions by yourself. Or you can get tired of sitting in the house by yourself and don't have nobody to talk to, some people don't have kids. Now everybody got, every woman don't have kids. You know, just by yourself constantly. Christmas time, you don't have nobody. I mean, well, you know, sometimes these women don't have nobody because they got these chips on their shoulders, and it come from, these men were being all thirsty. What them, and they hurt them. They hurt them pretty bad. And, so women, you got to constantly know you need to value yourself more than what you do. These women these days devalue themselves. And one way I can look at a woman and tell she don't value herself much, if you got, clothes on exposing half of your body, you don't really think much. It's not about being sexy. It's about valuing yourself. Because if you don't value yourself as a woman, how do you expect another man to value you? You need to get up off of that junk about, oh, I'm a woman, I can show myself, I can do this, I can do that. Yeah, you can, but how are you going to expect a dude to respect you in the process? He's not going to do that whatsoever. If I'm looking for a woman or whatever like that, I wouldn't sit up there and respect you either. I mean, look how you got yourself, dressed. Look how you present yourself. What dude is sit there going to want to take you home to meet his mama when, you like that? You understand what I'm saying? But I got a caller coming in at 7120. You're on the air, 7120.
Oh, okay. How you doing, man?
What's going on, man?
Yeah, nothing much, brother. I actually be watching your videos and, be paying attention to what you have to say. And, I actually, agree with you on certain points of, men being thirsty,
Mm-hmm.
And there's a difference between being thirsty or, and showing gratification, Not just showing gratification in a bad way, showing it in a great way, in a sense of, bringing it into, a woman's life where she can actually feel appreciated, And,
mm-hmm.
some women can't even accept that, So it's not sitting there saying all, I know there's dudes out there, I can't stand that either, because I be seeing it on profiles and I be seeing it on, different sites, different areas, Dudes just be, calling women, bees and whores and, at the same time, be talking about something they like them, and when they see something that they like, the booty shot and everything, they be right there, just be hooping and hollering, and you just be like, yo, wait a minute, this chick don't care about you, But
yeah.
But when you actually, put in forth of an effort to show a person that you really do care for them and you really do appreciate them, you ain't supposed to put it up there every single day. Because actually, I'm the brother that actually asked you the question about the situation that I was going through at the moment.
You gotta remind me, brother.
The situation I was talking about how I got broken up because of the fact that I broke off with my girl with the fact that she was mad over the Facebook post.
Ah, okay, yeah, okay, I got you.
You know what I'm saying? I'm the brother that actually, you know, did that. And I wasn't angry at her, you know what I'm saying? I was just angry because of the fact that it was like, you know, there could be dudes on there that can just say any old thing, but when I'm showing that type of, you know, great gratification in a sense of showing her, like, giving her what she needs, you know what I mean, for her to love herself, as well as, you know, forget about what other people think of you. That's the whole point that I see where you're saying, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Basically, you know what I mean? You get what I'm saying. But
yeah,
I'm not trying to, you know what I mean? I'm not trying to go all throughout the show talking all crazy and everything. But I'm just saying, I just enjoy what you're saying, and I really agree what you're saying, and I really do, you know what I'm saying, really appreciate what you're saying, too.
Well, let me ask you a question. Why do you think these women can't accept, you know, a real dude that's trying to show appreciation for them versus, you know, with them thirsty cats be trying to do at them? Why can't they distinguish the two, in your opinion?
I really feel, like you said in the beginning of the show, it's low self-esteem. It's not really, they can't value themselves. They can't value their partner either. You know what I'm saying? They can't value themselves nor their partner. They want somebody. If it's not their partner, if they can't value their partner, they don't know how to value a partner. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So they don't know what real actual love is. You know what I'm saying? So that's basically the reason why I'm saying that too. So, you know, that's to answer your question.
Yeah. Cause I see. Like I was saying, you know, a lot of these females, you know, they end up by themselves dealing with that sort of thing. Cause like I said, like, you know, you could have a dude like yourself trying to talk to a woman, trying to get at her for the right reasons, okay? And then she want to get mad, brush you off, whatever. And then she want to go tell her girlfriends or everybody else, she is no good guys out here, and whatever the third. And then, you know, she got a chip on her shoulder and having some sort of attitude problem with other people. You know what I'm saying? It's like they never can distinguish what's right. You know what I'm saying? The area of their relationships. It's like, if it's not dysfunctional, if it's not something crazy, it's like it won't work. You notice that? Like, it has to be some sort of dysfunctional relationship for them, a lot of them, for it to work.
Yeah, that's what was so funny, because when I was talking to that person I was dealing with at the time, she was like, yo, you know, she wanted to be on some little kid stuff. You know what I mean? She was basically saying she's a kid at heart. That's a beautiful thing, but then again, it's not, because you're going to basically take, you know, you're going to be too sensitive upon every little single thing that is being thrown at you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't like a person, you know what I'm saying? It's not sitting there saying a woman can't be dainty and all that. I'm not saying it like that. A woman should be a woman. You know what I mean? There shouldn't be no hulk or no mask, no over at masculine over a man or whatever, but it's just that you don't want that, you know what I'm saying, oversensitive type person either. You know what I'm saying? That just would be hurt upon every little single increment. You know what I'm saying? Any statement. You know what I'm saying? So most of them feel like they gotta have, you know what I'm saying, I don't know, it's weird. You know what I'm saying? Like, they feel like they just need, you know, that type of drama to fulfill their lives in a certain way, so that everybody can, you know, so she can feel comfortable in the situation itself, you know?
Yeah, and then see, the thing is, like, a brother like myself, how I look at women, I look at, you get with a woman, she can do one of two things with you. You can either build with her and go up, or she could take you down, one of the two. So, you know, I just personally can't fool with a woman that I feel is going to take me down. And you can't be overly sensitive and overly drama and everything else, because I don't have that kind of time. Life is too short for that sort of thing. And then they get mad at you if you don't want to put up with it. They act like something wrong with you. Like, why I got to put up with some craziness from this female? For what? Explain that to me. I ain't got to do nothing. At least if I got to put up with it, give me a check, pay me for my pain and suffering or something. You know, don't tell me I got to deal with it. And then he's getting this attitude about, you know, like, I can't get somebody else. Man, female, please.
That's so funny. Because, well, I mean, I'm from New York right now. You know what I'm saying? I've been actually, like I said, I know what it is, you know what I'm saying? And I know how it is, you know what I'm saying, from here, as well as, you know, I've been through a couple of states, you know what I'm saying? And I just see it everywhere, man. I see it everywhere, man. Just so much drama, so much, you know what I mean, little kids, you know what I mean? They want to be little kids or they want to be men. And it's like, yo, what do you want? You know, are you trying to be a woman here, or are you trying to be a man, or are you trying to be a kid? You know what I mean? That's the main question. But it's not about the fact that a person actually, I don't want a woman to pay for me, you know what I'm saying? I don't want a woman to actually take her money and just, you know, do whatever to please me, you know what I'm saying? I'd rather be the man and try to do that for her, you know what I'm saying? That's what, not saying that she can't do nothing for me in a financial, you know, status or whatever. If I'm low, of course, you know what I'm saying? But not to the point where she's trying to buy me out, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, well, you know,
I get what you're saying, but you know, it's nothing wrong with a woman every once in a while treating you, because like I said, it, you know, if she never come out of pocket for nothing and you always coming out of pocket, I'd be, you know, I'm the type of person, I start paying attention to that. It's like, hold on, man, you know, because that's not, you know, you got to have a giving woman too. You can't just be giving. It relationship's about giving.
Oh, I'm not,
hey, you know,
that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying it like that, brother.
No,
I
get
where
you're,
like,
coming from. No, I get where you're coming from. Right. You're basically saying, I want to be the man and what you should be, and that's the right way to think. Nothing against that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, at the same time, you know, I pay attention. Let's see if she's giving herself too sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because
not too. But some do it because they want gratification too, though. You know what I mean? They want validation from the fact that they done something for you. You know what I'm saying? And I don't like that neither.
And
dude, man,
I'm telling you, that's another thing. At one time, man, I was dating this chick, and I was down, pretty down on some thing. And she was like, I had needed a car, but I was renting a car for like about 6 months. All right, I was renting a car because I had lost my car. I had, you know, during a divorce, my divorce I had. Okay. And she was like, you know what, I got $1,000. I'll give you $1,000, you know, so you can go get a car, XYZ. And I turned that junk down. I said, no, I ain't taking your money. And she got mad, like, why? You know, it's like, I'm trying to help you out. And this and the third. And I knew in my mind, you never take money from women to a point like that, because women got that bad throwing it in your face, telling you what they done for you when they get pissed off.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I told her, I'm a man, I make my own way. I'm sorry, I can't take that from you.
Man,
I can go for hours, bro, telling you about the women with that, because I've done that before, taking money. And the first thing they say, yeah, but I gave you this, and I gave you that, and I done this for you, I done that for you. And then you be like, well, I didn't ask you to. Yeah, but I still did it, and you should do it. Like you owe them your life or something.
Yeah. And that was funny, because homegirl was basically trying to say I should have gave her the emotional support by, you know, giving her e-cards and stuff like that. I don't be, you know, I'm not a person that just like to do things over the internet. I'm a person that is interpersonal. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I'm a person that wants to be right there and support her and be right there to guide her and better her. You know what I'm saying? Not in a sense of saying, oh, I have to just give you internet stuff just so you can feel better upon yourself. That doesn't make anything. You know, it shows something, but it doesn't mean anything to me, in a sense. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, yo, that's what it was making it all kind of crazy for me, and I couldn't handle that. So I'm like, yo, I'm just basically giving her post, and she was just mad because her name was in the post. The comment was, I put her name in comments sometimes, or I put, you know, things of that nature. And I wasn't, like, overdoing it. Like every day, because I had my own forum. I had my Timeless Talk forum. You know what I'm saying? And I wasn't, you know what I'm saying? And to them, you know, they looked at us as family. So that's what I've actually did, was put into a certain situation where it'd be like a little family thing. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, at the same time, she did things for me, and she bought me things, you know what I'm saying? But I didn't really ask for it. Like, I wasn't like, oh, yeah, buy this for me, or I wasn't hinting it to her. I wasn't doing none of that. I just was telling her certain things, and she went out her way and did it, and then she got mad because she felt a certain way about it. And I was like, yo, you know what, whatever. You know what I mean? I can give you all that back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, whatever, you know? But,
yeah, you live and learn. You live and learn from the situation, man, because, like I said, it's like I had one like just like that, but it wasn't to the extreme. I was like, we dating or whatever. But I'm like, okay, I'm talking about you here and there. And you basically trolling my page, seeing if any chick is saying stuff on my page, asking me who is this and who is that. But on your page, you ain't really saying a whole lot about, you know, me and you. You're saying that you like to keep your stuff to yourself. Why? You know what I'm saying? You know, it's like yeah, but
that's what
why
I was
you
saying.
Hiding? I think, why you hiding it? Like you got to hide. I'm like this. If you can't claim me publicly, then you need to leave me alone.
I don't need
no female that can't cut me. I mean, well, why? I mean, it's like,
thank
dog.
You,
oh, man. I mean, dog, my breath stink or my feet stink? What?
Thank you, brother.
I mean, you took the icing to the cake, man. Maybe I'm crazy.
That's what I was saying to myself. I was really saying that to myself. I was like, oh, wait a minute. I'm like, yo, you know, and another thing that kills me is if people were coming at that person to attack her or whatever, that's what really, you know, made it go downhill.
Attack her for what? Okay, tell me what they were saying. Well, what you mean by attack?
I guess they were calling her sugar mama and things of that nature. And I don't know what they were saying to her. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. You know what I mean? They were just saying, they were just, you know, calling her con artist or whatever. I don't know what they were saying to her.
Okay, they calling her names. I would say they're not her friends, for one. Why is she listening to them? People going to talk about you every day. You think I care if people talk about me and call me names? I'm like, screw you in the boat you ran in, too. You know what I'm saying? I ain't worried about you. Let me tell you something, man. People always going to have something to say. And it's like, these people that try to talk about your relationships or whatever, 9 times out of 10, them people ain't got nobody no way, because that's why they focusing all their attention on you. And then you stupid, you leave the person you with, and now you just like them, alone and looking like a fool.
and you want to know what's so funny? You know what's so funny, sir? Like, she's with somebody that hated on me.
Uh-huh.
That was talking, yeah, she was talking, the dude that was talking, he was talking crazy, you know what I'm saying? I know he was one of them people that was talking crazy, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So she went at him, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, yo, that's kind of crazy, now you talking to him, like, you telling me all this stuff about you don't want to deal with this type of person. She was just saying that she wouldn't deal with him because she ain't attracted to him, this, that, and the third. I was like,
that
whatever.
Was you? But, That's what she was telling me.
And I was like, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Because
the story coming together now since she told me that. See, the reason why she didn't want you opening your mouth that y'all was talking, because she was talking to other dudes.
Yeah.
And if you sit up there putting stuff on her page, these other dudes going to be like, who's that nigga? You know what I'm saying? That told me right there. You done told me that's what it was. I had seen it too many times. See, some of these females be acting like, man, they be trying to run a game on dudes, man. A lot of them. They be talking to 4 or 5 different dudes. Well, I tell a dude, pay attention to how much that chick's cell phone go off. Because them girlfriends ain't going to call her that much or texting her that much. A lot of times it be other niggas all the time doing that junk. If a chick's phone ringing like she working at the doggone office, you need to watch that.
But I didn't, that's the thing about it. It was just, we had it a little, you know, it was like a little Facebook relationship. We didn't get a chance to meet up yet. You know what I'm saying, brother? Like, we didn't really get a chance to meet up yet. Because I'm like, yo, it was funny because I'm sitting there thinking, like, okay, you know, why want to break off with me now? And it's almost that time for us to meet up, because we were supposed to meet up on my birthday weekend. My birthday.
How far was she from you?
Only 2 hours. She was, I think it was like Maryland. Yeah.
2 hour drive time.
All the way out of Maryland. Nah, not 2 hour drive time. It was like 2 hour plane time.
Oh, okay, so it was a long distance thing.
Yeah, but
okay,
you know
yeah, I've been there and done that too. More than once. Yeah, I've been there and done
But she shouldn't, you know what I'm saying? That's why I'm saying to her, like, yo, she was just trying to make it seem like, you know, I understood certain things. I'm not going to get way too deep into it. I understand certain things. But when it comes to, you know, if you're saying that, you know, if she's saying that she loves, or if a woman said that they love you and they really care about you, yo, they going to go through any and everything. That's why I say these women nowadays are weak. You know what I'm saying? Compared to women that were, you know, seeing beaten and lynchings and being, you know, being hung or not being, you know what I'm saying? They'll go hard, like, to the point where even when it came to the Black Power movement, even when they went to that point of even if some of them got, you know, captured or whatever, they'd be like, yo, where do such and such hold his meetings? And they won't say nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's like, these chains, it's just like, they so weak and crazy. Like, I don't get it. I really don't get it, man.
Well, I get why a lot of them crazy. It's that single parenting. That's why they crazy. Because I'm going to tell you, it's a perpetual cycle. They mama don't have a fruitful relationship with their daddy. Their daddy leave. He ain't around them. And then the mama all pissed off about that she not getting help taking care of her kids. Then she's telling that little girl, when she's a girl, all this negative stuff about men and how men no good, men this, men that. And then they start growing up, getting in relationships, and acting just like they were crazy mama. That's what's wrong with a lot of them. I mean, am I lying?
Nah, you're not lying, because you want to know why. It's so funny that she lied. That's what hurts me. I'm sorry. I'm just saying. I'm kind of hurt because of the fact that I took my time in investing into somebody that really, you know what I'm saying? Because, I like I said before, I'm going to say this too. Before that, I got out of a relationship probably like, what? It was a full 8-year relationship. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And before, like, the 6 months or whatever, I took the time to reassess myself and really build myself, you know what I'm saying? And put in that time and effort into somebody that's claiming that they wanted to deal with me and be with me or whatever. And I'm not chasing after, you know what I'm saying? I'm not chasing after that woman. She chased after me, you feel me? And then for her to say all this and claim all this and just do that, you think I'm not supposed to be upset? I'm supposed to just sit there and just be like, oh, well, whatever, you know, I'm going to just move on because of this. Nah, you can't keep. Nah, I don't like that constant, you know, repetitiveness when a person want to keep. You know what I'm saying? I don't like that. That's how come me and the woman before her actually went off, you know what I mean, because of that situation. And I'm like, nah, I'm not doing it. You know what I mean? I'm not going to do it. If you want to run off and do whatever you want to do, do it, you know. I'm not going to put all my time and invest in, you know, into anybody unless it's really real, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah,
it's
man.
It's all gravy.
I question it, like, when I deal with women like that, I'm pretty good at questioning and reading them, pretty good, because there's certain questions you could just ask them, because women talk a lot, and they will talk, but a lot of times men are not listening to what they're actually saying. A lot of times you're focusing on their face, or they choke focusing on how they dress, or how they smell, or their booty, or whatever else, and you're not paying attention to what they're actually telling you. But if you question them certain ways, they tip their hands to you all the time, you know, if you just pay attention to it. You know, because, like, first thing I want to find out from a female depends on what my head is at, what the situation is like. Well, what you looking for? I ask questions like they ask. What you looking for in a... with the situation. I mean, you're looking for a relationship, you're looking for just a date, what you looking for? And she'll tell you. In the moment how she respond, that's how I'm responding. If I'm looking for a relationship and she say she's looking for a date, I'm just not going to waste my time with her. I mean, for what? I mean, and when somebody say looking to date, that means she's talking about four or five other cats, too, when she dating. Now, if she want a relationship, then she's going to be centering her attention, oh, well, I'm trying to talk to this dude and trying to get to know him better. And yada, yada, yada. You know what I'm saying? So you got to kind of know.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask you another question too. Like, what is too much for a man to actually put, you know, forth of an effort? What is too much? Like, what I mean is it bad for a person to put, you know what I mean, certain, like, let's just say if you put, you know, you went through something with you and your wife, you know what I'm saying? You went with something with you and your wife, even though it's between you and your wife,
mm-hmm.
and you guys got over the situation, and you, mm-hmm. you actually put it, you know, you wanted somebody else's opinion, but you mm-hmm. ain't trying to, you know, exploit your whole entire situation, but
yeah,
you're
yeah,
trying
yeah.
to get an understanding.
Yeah.
Now, if you putting it on Facebook or whatever, you put it on Facebook or MySpace, whatever, and you just want somebody else's opinion,
mm-hmm.
is it wrong for, you know what I mean? Is it wrong, or is it just...
No, it ain't wrong, because sometimes you want an opinion from somebody else because you want somebody that's maybe biased to the situation. When if you're dealing with somebody in a relationship, you're going to be thinking one way, but somebody who's neutral going to just look at it, you know, just from an objective standpoint. So it's to me, like you're saying, well, putting in too much or whatever. If you feel like you're putting in too much, the other person ain't putting in just as much at all. Because you say, man, I think I'm putting in too much in a relationship. But when the junk is mutual, when it's mutual, that both parties are equally showing the affection, spending the time, giving the attention and everything else, it wouldn't be no such thing as gauging about, am I doing too much? Because if she's doing the same amount with you, then you're not even thinking like that. So that's kind of like answering your question. Like, you don't get involved with no woman that's not going to sit there and put in the time, you know, with you, or not going to claim you or anything like that. Like, for what? That's my thing, for what? And I tell these guys all the time, there's more women in the world than men. There's no shortage of women. You ain't got to put up with that. You know what? It took me a long time to learn that. But once I learned that, it was very liberating. To let these women know that I can replace you just as quick as I'm looking at you. I'm with you by choice, not by necessity, lady.
Exactly. And it's funny because I understand, because as I was paying attention to what you was talking about as far as, you know what I'm saying, the black brothers be, you know, bashing black women, I don't bash black women at all. I always love black women, but, you know what I'm saying, it's just the fact that majority of them now is acting foolish. You know what I'm saying? There's some great ones out there. But, you know, I'm not going to sit here and say just because she did her thing, I'm not going to go off and be like, oh, all black women are like what she is. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But I see that, and I'd be like, yo, I understand where some brothers be coming from, but then, you know, just don't, you know, put it all on just black women. There's every problem in every nationality, you know what I'm saying?
Sure it is.
They don't try to pay attention to that. You know what I'm saying? They don't try to pay attention to that at any given time. They want to look at it and say, oh, yeah, you know, I'm just going to just focus on black women and just hate black women and, you know, just trying to...
A lot of times, them brothers, you know, that's like that, you know, if you talk to them, get a chance to find out why they that way. Sometimes, like I've done a video a long time ago about this, some of this hatred of black women starts from home with their mother. Because their mother, like I said before about the mother telling the little girl stuff, well, what if the daddy wasn't in the life or whatever, and the little boy looks like the dad, has his mannerisms and everything else, and she starts just taking out her frustration on her son. It goes on all the time. And then this dude just can't stand his mama or whatever. As he grow up, then he grows up, he get with a black woman that has some same characteristics like his mother, and constantly keep finding that. So then, yeah, he's going to turn into, man, I can't stand these black females. I've met plenty of brothers like that. You know, and it's like, what could I say to that? I can't really say much or nothing. I can't say, you know, I say, well, give them a chance. You know, I'm always going to say give, you know, people, individuals, give them a chance. Everybody's not the same. You know, I'm always going to say that about anybody, you know. But at the same time,
Go ahead. My bad. I just want to say this. I'm from a single parent household. You know what I'm saying? And I want to say this to, you know what I'm saying, whoever's listening out there too. I'm not going to say there is some, you know, dudes that be feminine and extra feminine or whatever. But, you know what I mean, I came from a one-parent household, as well as I had my father in my life too, you know what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
I know what it is to be a man, and you know what I'm saying? I actually learned and experienced myself, you know what I'm saying? My mom, you know what I'm saying, she helps me out or whatever. You know, she does help me out, and I do be proud of my mom, you know what I mean? But I'm more of a person that looked at the streets or looked at other, you know, other male figures besides my father, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you learn from that, you know what I'm saying? Most people don't, you know what I'm saying, most dudes don't know how to learn from other males, you know what I'm saying? Because, like you said, it's that hatred, you know what I'm saying, that is created within them, you know what I'm saying, by their mothers, you know what I'm saying? But my mom never hate, you know what I'm saying, my father, you know what I'm saying? She never did. And she always wanted us to be, you know what I'm saying, men, you know what I'm saying, not punks or little boys and all that, you know what I'm saying? She wants to do the right things, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's not just, you know what I'm saying, dudes that's coming from one single-parent household. There's some dudes that come from two-parent households, too, that will be like that, you know what I'm saying, that will be extra thirsty or, you know what I'm saying, because I'm going to say this, too, like, there be kids, you know what I'm saying, their fathers, they be so thirsty upon little girls or girls that's probably, like, you know what I'm saying, my age or a little bit younger, you know what I'm saying, because I'm 27, but I'll say, like, probably around, like, 23, 24, there'll be men that's older that will be lurking around for young women. There's nothing wrong with that. But when the kids see that, that kid is going to think, oh, okay, that's how I'm supposed to react to women, you know what I'm saying? Oh, I'm supposed to be, you know, telling her how whatever I want to tell her, and that's how it's going to go down. No, it doesn't go down like that. You got to find your own niche as your own person, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But most don't understand that neither. So I get with, you know what I'm saying? You just probably, I don't know, that's probably going to have to sink in for a second for whoever's listening, because they're going to probably like, what the heck? Like, but at the same time, like, they'll understand it, you know what I mean? But I'm just saying, brother, like, I understand where you coming from upon how single parents, you know what I'm saying, from a single parent's household, I'm not one of those type of cats that just be extra thirsty. I don't look for all that craziness. I just look for a woman that has quality and quantity.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm looking for, you know? But
yeah, it's not easy,
brother,
to meet that.
With you. Huh?
I say it's not easy to meet that either. Trust me.
It's not.
And when you do find it, you better snatch it. That's all I'm going to say. If you find it, you better snatch it. Don't be thinking like, oh, I'll find somebody else or whatever, because that, man, these females trip these days.
But I'm asking you a question. What is a great quality woman to look for the young males to look for, you know what I mean?
Great quality of woman. Of course, I'll tell any dude, you need to find a chick you're attracted to. That's first of all, before you even get to that point. You know what I'm saying? And don't let nobody sit there and tell you, you know, what you should be attracted to and what you're not. Whether it's, you know, body type, you know, skin color, whatever you want, you need to get that. Because if you don't have, you know, don't let nobody shame you into being with them. That's, you know, who wants that anyway? But, you know, outside of the physical, you know, as men, we, you know, we visual, so a woman got to please us physically first before we even get to the point of trying to know her personality or whatever. But, you know, man, a good woman, man, is she a listener. You know, she know how to listen. She knows how to, you know, also give you good advice. You know, a good woman could be a friend to you, you know, too. You know, if your woman ain't your best friend, what's the point?
Mm-hmm.
If you can't have fun with your woman, you know, what's the point of being with each other also? You should be able to have fun together. She should be caring. She should be nurturing in some sort of way. You know what I mean? Because especially, you say if she don't have kids or whatever, you know, it still should be part of her to be some sort of, you know, nurturer. because that is attractive to be feminine, you know. And you know, it's not only, you know, being feminine, also it's wanting something out of life, man. I mean, who want to get with a female that don't want nothing? That's why I ask females, you know, like, what do you want? What do you want to do? You know, I had an issue one time. You know, I was dating a chick, and she living at her mama house. And I'm like, how old are you? And you living at your mama house? That's not no ambition. I can't be with no woman that ain't got no ambition. So you got to have a woman that has some sort of ambition, a woman that's some sort of hustler. Because I'm sorry, you know, love don't pay the bills. Sorry, it don't. Because I got all the love in the world, but it ain't paying my light bill. So she got to be a hustler. She got to be a hard worker. That's part of it for me. You know, she got to be affectionate too, you know, and that's very important, that woman is affectionate. You know, I'll be all this, I don't hug too much, or, you know, I don't like to hold hands, or I don't like doing this, I don't like showing this in public and that in public. You're like, well, you know, well, which one of, you know what I'm saying? That's not no, what kind of woman is that? I'm just trying to figure it out. These dudes take any old female these days, man. I'm sorry. It's more to a woman than laying down with them. That's how I look at it. Because you can get that from anywhere, and you can get it for cheaper. I mean, it's true.
Yeah, you're right. Because, you know what I mean, most of them, they'll, you know what I'm saying, especially you think that, you know, the woman, ain't just young women, not just younger women. There's older women too.
Oh,
guys,
in general, and what's most sad to me is when you got an old woman that is as worse than the young ones. Now, I give the young chicks a pass; they still learning. But you got some old chick that don't have her stuff together, and some old chick is acting more ratchet than a younger chick. You done hit your head against the brick wall how many times, female? You done got a gray hair too, and you still acting like that? Then check this out. Then they get mad when you tell them by themselves. They don't want to hear that. Mm-hmm. Oh no, don't say nothing. Don't you better not say nothing. What they doing wrong? Mm-hmm. You the problem. You ever notice that? You tell them by themselves the problem, but they can tell you about yourself.
Yep.
And you gotta and take.
They'd be like, I did that too, brother. It was so funny because the woman is 10 years older than me, and she's talking about some, oh, you're selfish, and you're this. And I'm telling her, like, oh, you're insecure, because the insecurity that you're holding is basically based on, you know what I mean, the fact that you can't, you know, take heed of what people are saying, you know what I mean? If people's telling you certain things or trying to throw, you know, sideways messages at you, you should be able to hold that down.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? She should hold that down and take it, you know what I mean? Not take it like a man or nothing. Like, just take it like a woman. Like, yo, defend yourself. Either you defend yourself to defend me, or defend yourself for yourself. You know what I'm saying? Don't take it and just be like, well, you know, it's all my fault, because it's not. You know what I'm saying? You got to be a woman to really deal. You know what I'm saying? Because when I tell a woman straight up how I feel, I'll be like, yo, listen, I go full throttle when I go in a relationship. And they don't get that. Like, what do you mean full throttle? Full throttle is I go all the way till the wheels fall off. I don't play when it comes to a relationship, work, or whatever I have to do. You know what I'm saying? I don't play that. If I don't, you know what I'm saying, This is one life, you know what I'm saying? And there ain't no resurrection.
Yeah, you kind of see,
you know,
see me and you alike on that. Because I always tell people, I'm an all or nothing kind of dude. Either I'm going to be all in, or I ain't going to be nothing. That's just kind of how I look at it. I go 100 on everything I do to the full. So if I'm in a relationship with you, and I deem it as a relationship, then I'm going to put everything into it. Now, if I notice I'm putting everything, you're not putting nothing, then I'm going to have to sit you down and say, hey, you know, I notice I'm not getting the same I'm getting back. What's the problem? You interested in somebody else? Let me know now before my feelings get too involved. Because you hurt my feelings, then we're going to have a problem. Especially when you knew ahead of time that you wasn't into me like that. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
What brothers need to understand, too. Brothers need to understand that, too. Especially young ones now. You know what I'm saying? You know, there's... you know, I'm talking to another woman right now, and she's young, you know what I'm saying? Like, she's, you know what I mean, a little bit younger, like 2 years older than me, but she's talking, you know, she's talking, and she told me what she wants, and she's truthful. And I like that. I like a woman that's truthful, not a woman that's just going to sit there and tell you one thing and mean a whole nother. So these brothers got to really pay, like you said, pay attention, listen, and really, like, take heed on certain things. Not everything, because sometimes, you know what I'm saying, your feelings get involved and you're going to be hurt, like, you know what I'm saying? But you got to really, you know, really illustrate that into your brain and be like, yo, wait a minute, does this make sense? You got to be logical, you know what I mean? So
yeah, but see, also, too, there's another thing. A lot of these dudes get their feelings involved with them too quick. And I don't believe in that. When I'm trying to get to know you and we just starting out, I'm a slowly reel my feelings in with you, because I need to find out who you are. I'm not going to go just give you everything with my feelings and then I don't even know you, then you hurt my feelings. I'm like, dog, you know, it's like, I should have thought about that a little better. And so I am like that until this chick showed me, like, I guess I kind of, what she gives me, I give her back. If she gives me all, I'm going to give her all. You know, and that's I don't like my feelings getting hurt, dude. I don't like my feelings getting hurt. I hate being down behind a female or whatever. So if I'm really put my all into something, you better be giving it back too. It's not gonna be all me. I'm not gonna make myself look stupid and lame or looking like a simp because I'm up here all loving behind you and you probably clowning me on the phone with some other female or a Negro on the phone.
Yeah, I was doing that, bro.
We all done did it. You're lying if you didn't say. You're lying if you say you never did it. All of us been simp behind one chick in our life, at least one. All of us been played at least once. I mean, how you think, you know, you learn? It has to happen to you.
Yeah, that's why I said I learned. This is, but it happened to me. This is the second time that happened to me, you know, and I should have learned the first time. But it's just that when you give people a chance, and once you give them, they blow it up in your face, and it all blows up in your face, and then you be like, dang, you don't blame the person, you blaming yourself. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like,
yeah,
yo, it just hurts.
Because you start analyzing, you know what I mean? You start, like, once you get out of the situation, you be thinking, like, dog, I knew I saw the signs of this sooner before it got to this point, but I didn't think about it. Because, you know, y'all hear, you know, like I say, sometimes you fall in love, you get dumb, and you don't, and things you know you're seeing, but you're trying to just overlook it. And then after a situation happened, you're kicking yourself all down or whatever, because, like, after my situation, you know, with my, you know, ex-wife or whatever, I call her my baby mama or whatever, because I ain't got no respect for her, and I have a lot of reasons why I don't have respect for her. But, you know, the chick I was talking to after that, she was like, well, you know, something was going on, you know, it got out of hand, it was part your fault, too. And I'm like, man, nah, it ain't my fault. I'm telling you know what she did? She did, yeah, I understand what she did, but there's a lot of stuff you allowed to happen before it gets to that point. You know, and she's saying, and you got to man up and just accept it. And I'm like, man, I can't stand you right now, but you're right. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the chick was right about the situation. I couldn't stand to hear it, but she was right, you know? And, you know, sometimes, man, we just got to, you know, just watch out for ourselves sometimes, man. And not let these women know up front what we about, what we gonna take, what we not going to take, and mean it. You know, just because you pretty don't mean
it. What kills me is, like, what really, I wanted you to actually ask this question in the first beginning of the show, like, what really, like, what is really, really, what really started the thirstiness in the first place? Like, I really wanted to actually
what
hear
started
that
it
question.
In the first place? In my
yeah,
see.
Like, what?
In my opinion, this is my opinion. I think just the quality of women these days started it. Because it's like at one point in time, you actually had to present yourself as a man, as respectful, as a gentleman. to even get attention from women at one point in time. Now you can present yourself any kind of way, pants hanging all off your behind, and you know, no job, and all this other stuff, just being sorry, and you can get you them type of guys get more women than a guy that's working and not committing crimes and everything else. So it's really more so on the women. Dudes are only gonna do what women respond to. You know, yeah, them dudes are thirsty. Them dudes are thirsty. If every woman that came up to was like, get out of my face, I don't want nothing to do with you, they would think, like, dog, I think I need to try a different approach. But they like it, so it, obviously, you know, it's working. I mean, even back in, I'm going to say back in the 90s, when I was growing up and everything in high school and stuff, you can approach a chick like that. You can approach a hoe like that. But not like just a regular, you know, chick that's not no hoe. You had to talk to her right. You know, but that was back in the 90s and all this stuff when they had more of this, you know, black empowerment more back in that time period. And, you know, they had more black movies and everything was a little bit more, you know, cultural back in the 90s that I remember. You know, and now
yeah,
things
I,
don't...
I remember that too, but when it gets... I think it's...
When it got to the 2000 era, people knew it
yeah.
crazy. I am not lying. Ever since the year 2000, people went crazy.
Yeah. That's what really, really made it out of whack. Like, a lot of them seen, you know what I'm saying? They was just like, oh, soon as that. But I think it's because a lot of black women started to, you know, decline a little bit because, you know, how white women was getting the booty and everything else, you know what I'm saying? Once they started to get the booty and gain the booty, and dudes is like, dang, you know, there ain't no way of, you know, talking to you black chick. Let's go to the white women, you know what I'm saying? And it's nothing wrong with that, but
let me take my opinion, brother, about that. It ain't that brothers start talking to white females because of booty. Yeah, some of them will talk to them and whatever, and hit some of them or whatever like that, but realistically, brothers start talking to them is because I know they talk about this a lot, but it's the aggression and the attitude. Why? Because they go over here to the Becky, she ain't acting like that. So not saying they don't have attitudes either, but they for some reason they know how to chill with it at least for a minute. So brothers see that and they be like, oh shoot. Well, let me see what she about. That's why some of these brothers, you can't stop them from talking to white females or any other females because, you know, some of your sisters are perpetuating this attitude, and I try to tell them, hey, you know, no man going to want to put up with that, and you're going to be by yourself. I'm trying to explain to them. You know, there's been times I really went hard about explaining to them. They got mad at me, and I'm like, I'm trying to tell you so you won't be by yourself. I ain't trying to put you down. I ain't calling your names. You know, I'm just trying to help you out. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I've always been the type of dude, if somebody's doing something that's working, man, get with them and find out what they're doing. Okay? No matter who you are or whatever. It's like fences. If you're doing something big and I'm seeing you got something big going on, making a lot of money, I mean, you success or whatever, and you cool with me enough, and you be like, man, I'll show you what's up. I'm going to link up with you. Say, oh, what you doing? I'm taking notes. Some of these people, some of the ones that have attitude, maybe they need one of these women that don't, and find out how to get these men and take notes, take it back and study notes, and I. It's not that hard. It's really not that hard. I mean, these women aren't doing anything that's so grand that, or whatever. They not. And then 9 times out of 10 brothers want to be black women anyway. Okay. I mean, black brothers that go on to other races. Some black men are attracted to, you know, other race women. They ain't gonna change. Okay. But then some brothers that send me emails say, man, look, I tried. I met all kind of, you know, sisters, and I keep getting the same thing. I'm going to try a white girl. Or 9 out of 10, I'm going to try a Latina. That's usually what I get more than white girls. You know, usually a Latina first, then white girls. It's usually, at least from what I've been told. You know, I mean, what am I going to say to that brother? No, you be by yourself. and don't have nobody, when his brother wants somebody and his brother actually want a family, he ain't trying to run through no holes. He want a family. He wants somebody to love him. He wants some kids.
Yeah.
You know, I don't tell brothers that sort of thing. If you find a chick that treats you right, hey, man, I'm happy for you. I'm not mad at you. You know what I'm saying?
See, and the whole thing I get out of your message is when I see your videos, I see where you try and come at it like, yo, you know, black love is dying, but, you know, how are we going to get it, you know, how are we going to really clean it up, you know what I'm saying? And the way you coming at them is just basically, to me, how I see it, is that, you know, when you going at them hard, like you did with the harsh truth or, you know, the dainty truth, you know what I'm saying? Like, you go at them nice and tell them that, I mean, yeah, some of them really will come at you and be like, hey, you know, I'm just being mean, but they'll say that they being a bitch because they want to be a bitch. You know what I'm saying?
And that's why you're going to be by yourself, too. Let me tell you something. Brother, I haven't heard brothers talk about they can't get a woman. I ain't heard not a single brother say, I can't get women. I don't know what's going on with me. I've never heard that, okay? So, if, you know, and my thing is, I feel bad for them because they're losing out a lot. You know, they're really losing out. And they can't understand the cycle of why they perpetual, you know, by themselves. And, you know, I don't want them to be by themselves. I want them to have families and to have, you know, the things that they need to have in a relationship. But at the same time, you got to bring to the table the things that's going to keep a man. And, you know, a man don't want to hear nothing when he comes home from work. That's why I did a video as a little joking video with my lady about that on one of my other channels, just as a joke. You know, I don't know if you've seen that. It's on one of my other channels I have. It's just a joke with my lady or whatever. And, you know, it's men don't want to hear things. They expect certain things, you know. Like my lady, for instance, you know, I could work all day, come home, and she'll have food waiting at the house, and I didn't even ask her. You know, when certain things she was doing, like, that's why I decided to get with her, because, like, oh, shoot, oh, hold on, I don't see too many of this going on. There's so many things she does, I don't even have to ask her to do. You know what I'm saying? It's like, that's why I just like the characteristics, you know, she has, like, about... She don't question me what I do with money. She don't ask me where I'm going. She don't touch my phone. So I don't touch hers either. I mean, the same respect that she gives me, I give her. You know, it's like my lady, even before she even spends a dime, man, she'd be like, you know, is it okay if I do so-and-so? And she work and put her money in the same account as I put mine in. But that's the kind of respect she has for me as her dude. You know what I'm saying? And, like, just because she respects me that way, that's why I do more for her than I did for any other woman. And it's not because she asked me to. She don't have her hands out. Can you buy me this? Buy me that? Buy me this? She never tell me anything. I do things for her just because she's like that. And that's what these women need to understand. You know, be humble. Don't be having your hands out. A man will do more for you. And some of them don't get that.
You know what? That's so amazing, man, that you said that because, you know what I mean? I was basically saying the same thing to her. I was just basically saying, like, yo, listen, I don't ask for anything and I don't want you to ask me for anything. You feel what I'm saying? I'm not sitting there saying I did certain things that, you know, it could have been asked, you know what I mean? She was just basically, yo, just ask for my pictures. I'm like, yo, we're in a relationship. I'm putting the picture that she had, you know, given me or whatever, up on my page, and she get mad. And it's like, yo, okay. See, this and this is the funny thing. I got a kid that can actually just tell me things without me even asking her. And I'm sitting there like, yo, I like that, because I don't have to ask you what you're doing. I don't have to ask you where you've been. I don't have to ask you, you know what I'm saying? That just eases me, you know what I'm saying? But when a female just be like, yo, constantly, she just, yo, listen, you're going to have to ask me for this, you got to ask me for that. Like, yo, wait a minute, I'm not violating your space. I'm not telling you what you should do. I'm not telling you doing this, that, dirt. You know what I mean? But why are you going to sit there and tell me what I should be doing
and I'm in a relationship with you. You know what I mean? Like, I don't get that.
Well, you know, well, some of these women, you know, try to act like they're your mama, and I'll tell a woman in a minute, my mama live at so-and-so address. She ain't here. So if you ain't my mama, you ain't got no space to talk to me like that. I've been a grown doggone man since I've been 18. I pay my own bills. I got my own car, and I wipe my own behind. So I don't need you to tell me what to do. You know, now you could talk to me about something, but don't act like you know don't get all fly and think you're gonna tell me what to do. You know, and see, that's a problem with a lot of your brothers, man. They don't let these women know from the jump that you're a man, you're grown, and nobody gonna tell you what to do. I respect you. I listen to your opinion. If I'm doing something I feel that's not right, okay, I'll listen to you and chill out. But you ain't gonna tell me what to do. I'm sorry. You know, you're not my mama.
I'm sorry, I had to laugh at that.
Man. I'm telling you, dude. I don't play, man. When it comes to certain things, I don't play. It just, I've learned not to. You know what I'm saying? Everything I'm telling you, I learned from experience with not to. Because if you don't learn these lessons, they gonna keep doing it, keep doing it, keep doing it. You know, like women, believe it or not, like a take charge kind of man. They like a man that's gonna tell them what's gonna go on. It's not that he being a Neanderthal. They just like that because, like, recently, I told my lady, I was like, because I was thinking, man, maybe I'm running things too much because I plan a lot of things, I do things or whatever, you know. And I said, do you feel like I'm like overrunning everything? I wondered if I was. She said, no, I like you take charge and do this and do this. Say, for years I was doing everything, so now you do it all. I'm glad. I just chill, you know. I'm happy, you know. And I'm like, okay, cool, because I set up dates a lot of times. I'm like, you know, I got my vacation coming up in July. I told her, hey, look, we're going to, you know, go do this, go do that, fly here, do this, and then the third. She ain't playing any of that. So just set your time aside. You're at work. And she like, cool, you know. And so, you know, but, you know, even the relationship when I started with her, I, you know, a lot of these brothers don't realize when you go in a relationship, it's like a sheet of paper, like a contract, right? If you don't write down that contract, what you're going to allow, what you're not going to allow, and what's going to cause y'all to break up and hand it to them women, if you don't hand it to them and let them read it, then what they're going to do, you just go basically hand them a blank piece of paper and they're going to fill it in for you. But something going on in that piece of paper, and that's what a lot of these dudes do. They don't let these women know from the jump what's allowed, what's not allowed, what's on a BS list, and what's going to get them to, you know, get away from you real quick. That's why these women get away with a whole lot.
I actually said, you know, what was going to be, you know, what was going to go down first. You know what I'm saying? I told her how I felt and what I was about. But, you know what I'm saying? If you ain't, you know what I'm saying? If she ain't going to go by those rules, that just shows me that she's not woman enough. You know what I'm saying? I'm not telling her what she needs to be doing 24/7. I don't need to do that. You know, no. if I'm going somewhere, I mean, sometimes it's understandable. You know what I mean? If a person cares, you know what I'm saying, that person going to be like, yo, listen, I went out somewhere and me and you went out somewhere, man, and your wife was like, yo, what, you know, you ain't probably going to tell her. You might be like, yo, listen, you know, I'm going to go over to this, that, and the third. Now, if you got to go to work or you're trying to look for some work, you know what I'm saying?
Let me tell you about my situation. If I'm going to go somewhere, I say, hey, I'm going XYZ. And I'm going to be there. When I say I'm going there, I'm going there. I don't hide nothing from them. You know, I ain't got no reason to. You know, because, hey, I'm going to do whatever I'm going to do. I mean, that's just out of respect to her. I mean, it's not like she's saying, where you going? You better tell me where you're going and what time you're going to be back. And like even the way I am with her, like, her friends is like, recently they came visit her, and from where she's from, and she said, well, is it okay if I, you know, we gonna go to the boardwalk and do this? And they're like, do your thing. So then her friends is tripping and say, he ain't calling you? Like, he ain't call you once. She say, no, he don't call me. I mean, for what? You know, he trusts where I'm at, and I don't do that. For what? I ain't keeping tabs on no woman, because I always say it. If a woman gonna do something, you think I'm gonna stop her? Like, the real talk.
No.
You can't stop her from sleeping with no other guy or whatever. The only time you could do that, unless I'm handcuffed to her 24/7, I'm not handcuffed to her. She can do what she wants. But if I find out, like I said, I'm out. That's the only thing I'm going to say.
Yeah. But you know? I'm just saying it from a standpoint of say nothing. Like, let's just say if you didn't say nothing, and it's eventually going to come out regardless, because I'm not, you're not a liar. You're not a liar. You're an honest person, especially if you're an honest person. You're not going to really, you know, and you trying to do things for yourself. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And that person want you to actually be up under them 24/7. You would not like that. You would not like that.
It depends. I'm going to say it depends, because, like, I mean, it depends on, like, what you do. Some people are real clingy to the point. It's like, you need some probably psychologist to talk to, because that's not normal.
No, I'm not saying it like that. What I'm saying is, like, okay, if for example, I, you know, had a mechanic job, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I ain't say nothing. I said, I was like, yo, I left. I ain't say nothing to her, nothing on the computer, nothing. I ain't say nothing. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So as I left, I came back. I was tired because I'm like, yo, I don't really be sleeping that good. You know what
yeah.
I mean? So, you know what I mean? She basically was like, oh, you ain't really check on, you ain't say nothing to me, this, that, and the third. And I was like, well, you know, if you know, every day, I'm not sitting there saying every day I ain't supposed to say nothing, but when I'm tired, I'm tired. And
yeah.
I told her the next day, I'm like, listen, I ain't do nothing but do what I had to do. I left it on my thing. I left it into my profile. Like, yo, I went mechanic job tomorrow, this, that, and the third. That's what I said. Now,
mm-hmm.
if you can't go in and see that, that's your problem.
Well,
that's what I said to her. And there was another time when I was basically saying, you know, I was like, yo, it's 12. Oh, shoot, I was supposed to do something that day. And, you know, my mom, you know, we was watching a DVD or whatever. And I fell asleep, you know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, I don't get enough sleep, you know what I'm saying? I don't be on that sleep all day and sleep all night type stuff. I slept half of the day that day. I don't know. It was just so tired. But she was upset about that. You ain't speak to me, this, that, and the third. Saying I'm disappearing, having these disappearing acts. And I was like, no, I really don't. I actually was at home. Now, you can call. I told her, you can call me. Or if you felt like that, you could call. You can actually hit me up or whatever. You don't have to necessarily wait for me to say anything to you 24/7.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. If I'm disappearing all of a sudden, or you never know. I could be in a hospital. You don't know. Why don't you text me or call me yourself? You're so concerned. I hate when people pull that. Talking about, I ain't heard from you. Did you call me? I ain't got no text. I ain't got no voicemail, nothing from you. You know what I'm saying? Like, your phone stopped working? I'm just kidding.
And all brothers, I'm going to tell you, yo, listen to what this dude has to say, man. This dude right here, man, he keeps it real, man. And I'm going to tell y'all straight up, man, one more thing. Yo, when a woman do not pick up her, like, yo, you can call a woman 5-6 times a day. Sometimes she don't pick up her phone. When she don't pick up her phone, she either, A, doing something productive, which I wouldn't mind. But, you know, we don't think like how women would think. You know what I'm saying? It's like some of us, you know, there's some niggas that's over jealous or overzealous that will think like that, will think crazy. But there's some of us that really, the ones that really pay attention to, you know, logic and don't really pay attention to the fact of, you know, the negative. They will take it. I mean, like, I told her, I was like, I called and I called and I called and I leave messages. And there's times I don't leave messages. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
There's those times. And when you don't answer your messages or don't pay attention to the messages, I'm not going to keep calling and leaving messages like a fool. I'm not being no fool for anybody. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's crazy, too.
Well, to me,
you know?
I'm going to tell you like how I feel. Okay, I call you, you don't answer. I leave your voicemail, then usually how I do it, I call you one time, leave, then I probably leave your voicemail, and then I probably text you afterwards. I text you, say, hey, you know, try to hit me up when you hit me up when you get a chance. And I won't hit you up anymore. Now, if you don't hit me up at all that day, and usually I learn my woman's schedule. I learn it. Like, I say, oh, you work tomorrow? And you're like, yeah, I work from so-and-so to so-and-so. Okay, well, I understand she's working all day. I'm not going to be harassing her. She's working. But I was just like, well, hit me up when you get out of work or whatever. But if she off or she ain't got no doctor's appointment or whatever, I mean, well, why? You can't at least text me and say, hey, you know, what's up? You know, I'm running. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can at least, I'm sorry. You can at least text. There's no excuse about that. You can't, you can pull out your phone. Shoot, even these phones these days, like my phone. I got the Galaxy S2. You can hit the on the text thing. You ain't got a text. You can talk to the phone. It'll write out what you said. You ain't got even type. So,
I don't got a cell phone anymore. You know what I'm saying? Because my cell phone, I had a cell phone and I was like, yo, it's just like rain or whatever got into, like the water got into my phone. So I don't have a phone anymore. But when I do get, when I get home or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, like, you know, the line is open. You know what I mean? This is a house phone. This is a line open any time of the day. I'm not going to be gone, you know what I'm saying, that far if you feel like you're concerned like that. I'm not going to be gone all day like that. I'll use one of my friend's cell phones, you know what I'm saying, and I'll do that, you know what I'm saying? If you know what I mean? It's excuse after excuse, and it just got to me, you know?
You
And I just want some of the brothers to really actually pay, whoever's listening, you know what I'm saying? I just want them to actually take heed to what I'm saying, because I know that some of them going to be going through this or have went through it, and trust me, it's not a great thing, man. Just find a good woman, man. Find a great woman that loves you for who you are, man, all the way through, not halfway.
Yeah, I mean, that's really what it's all about, is finding a decent woman or whatever. You know, and men go to great lengths to find these women. A lot of these brothers, man, it's a trip. Some of these brothers are trying to go get foreign women. A lot of them not. You know, and that's, you know what I'm saying? Going to Brazil, going to this country, that country, trying to get women. You hear about brothers doing that?
Oh, yes, definitely. I was actually with an Asian woman.
Oh, really?
I was with an Asian woman at one point. And, I mean, the relationship was great. It's just that her and I went through so many, you know what I'm saying? We went through too much, you know what I'm saying? And that's what made, you know, the relationship decline, because of the fact that we went through too much. You know, we went through a lot for 8 years, you know what I'm saying? But I don't blame her all the way. I blame myself too, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that's what a good person, a good human being does. Take it from both sides. Don't just put it all on one person. You put it through everything, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And some people do that. They just look at it like, oh, it's all your fault. It's all your fault. Like, no, you know what I'm saying? Why you got the picket, you know, the picket signs and all the little nuns and everything coming at me, and I'm sitting there like, yo, wait a minute. You got to sit there and take time and really reassess and really think about what you're, you know, about the whole situation itself. Don't just think about what I've done. Just think about what you've done. You know what I'm saying? Think about what you've done, too. Don't just think about with me. You know what I mean? So, hey, I don't know.
It's always a two-way, you know, it's always a two-way street, man, in any situation. You know, like I said, like I said before, I was married to my ex-wife for, shoot, man, 10 years. You know, I was married to her for 10 years. And it's a lot of things that I look back now, that's why I said when I was looking for, you know, somebody, I was going to make sure those things didn't go on. Because, like, for instance, like I was saying before, the not having fun thing, and it's just, you know, she always wanted to go out with her friends and all this other, you know, there's a lot of things I just wasn't going to put up with. You know, I said, we can't have fun together. I ain't going to be with the chick whatsoever. Like, I had this, you know, other chick I was dealing with, and, you know, she used to, like, go to the club with her friends. And I used to have I say, you know, why you always going to the club if you got somebody? I think one time she told me, so she would call me, like, at the club or whatever. She was like, you know, yeah, you know, I'm here, this and that. She'll call me when she get out. She'll call me, you know, and I knew the chick she was going with. But I had a problem with that. And then, you know, I realized, I said, look, you only go to the club when you're looking for somebody. Or you go with your, like I said, if you got somebody, you go to the club with your person, not by yourself.
Yeah.
And then she'd be like, well, see, girls are different when they go, but they can just dance with women and it's fine. And I said, yeah, but guys don't look at you like that. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They're looking at you like, oh, you available, you single. You feel
exactly.
me?
Exactly.
So
yeah,
it's like
exactly.
I had
right.
an issue. I had a major issue with her with that. And I told her at the time, I say, you keep doing this if you want to. Go ahead. I say, but we ain't gonna have this conversation for too long. You know, but oh yeah, I used to have some issues with that girl. That girl, boy, ooh, that relationship was a trip. Me and her used to argue sometime and whatever, man. And this chick, she would get pissed off. And we going arguing back and forth, and you know, it was very interesting. But I couldn't deal with her. She was too childish. In the end, I said, nah, I can't deal with that. I gotta let that go. Cause like I said, me and my lady now, we never even argued before, and I've been with her for a minute now. We ain't even never argued at one time. You know, we just too much alike. Is why. You know, and dudes dealing with chicks throwing stuff and hitting them and all this other stuff, man. I feel for y'all dudes, man. I do. I feel for a lot of y'all dudes. I try to share with y'all as much as I can to prevent some things, but I feel for y'all sometimes, bro. It's not easy.
I mean, yo, I'm gonna tell you a little bit about me. Like, I used to be on the women's side a lot of times because of the fact of what my father did to my mom. You know what I'm saying? And
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean, and when I learned, I'm not sitting there saying advocating to all, you know what I mean, all men like that does what they do. Realize why some they do too.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, you know what I'm saying, you know, there's some good women out there that just be in bad situations, and they take that bad situation and stir it up into every man, you know what I'm saying? And it's not all men, you know what I'm saying? Just like there's not all women, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But most do it, because they don't understand or they don't comprehend. After that, first few times, You prosper after that, like, oh, whatever, I'm not gonna go through that.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh yeah, man. So. Trust me, I've dealt with some stuff. I mean, I tell you, I've dealt with, you know, she used to be in a relationship with, for instance, and I need to do a video about that one. Calling her from jail. And I'm like, who was that cat? Oh, well, did he bail me out of this problem, XYZ, and, you know, he could be locked up in jail for 20 years anyway, and, you know, you had no family to talk to or whatever. I'm like, well, why the hell are you talking to you? You're not his family.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? And, yeah. Like, you know, stuff like that. You know, they didn't have kids together, nothing like that. It wasn't even nothing like that. You know, it's like, and then one time, see, like I said, you know, something told me just look up. And in her closet, she had, like, a picture of her and the dude, like, you know. And I'm looking at that. I said, this chick still in love with this cat, even though he locked up in doggone jail. I said, mm-mm-mm. I said, okay, I'll see where this is going to go. You know, it's like all kind of stuff with females, man. It's just, oh, I got some of this. Oh, I can tell you some of the stories, bro, that I've dealt with. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. Okay. I was wondering if you I lost a call. I see you still on there.
I'm out here.
Yeah.
I was listening. It is out my I got you on speakerphone real quick.
Yeah, that's cool. You know, so yeah, man, it's just all kind of things that these, you know, these women that you know, guys gotta deal with or whatever. At the same time. You know, I mean I understand, you know, well, how some of these women have to deal with some of these dudes, too. You know, so I try to address,
yeah.
You know, I try to address both sides. I'm just really not one-sided, but at the same time, a man, so I'm definitely speak more on what a man thinks. You know what I'm saying? A little bit more than how a woman would feel. Yeah, man, it's a trip. It's a trip.
Yo, I like how you actually addressed it, the ghetto fabulous life. And I respect that, man. Like that was one of my favorite videos, man. That and the way you was going at the Trayvon Martin case. Not to stray away from the subject at hand, but I'm just saying, like, I look at what you be saying and how passionate you are about it, you know, and I'm just saying, YouTube is crazy. They don't really show a lot of views. You don't get a lot of views, but the views that you do get.
Yeah, it's, you know, at one point in time, I had got real frustrated with that YouTube situation, because it's like I would look at certain videos that certain people was making, and I mean, they got like thousands of views, and then the video is like crap. And then, like, I know I'm not trying to toot no horn, but sometimes I feel I'm putting up good content sometimes, you know, or they got not just me, they got other brothers and sisters that's doing some good videos out there, man, and they don't get no shine whatsoever. Now, I'm gonna put it like this. You get shine on YouTube if you're coon and buffoon. You will get shine. You will make money. I promise you. If you just a tap dancing Negro and you're gonna sell your people out, you'll make money. No problem. But if you're gonna be speaking some real stuff, you're not gonna get looked at so much because you're not making them people money. So I don't make money off of nothing I do on YouTube. So that's why I don't care what half the stuff I say. I mean, well, I care, but you know what I mean? Like, I'm not limited on what I can say, you know, just other than, you know, some things I do limit myself. I do censor myself a lot on YouTube because, you know, I don't really think some people can handle everything I would say. I would say, for one, I say, and two, it's a lot of drama that go on with YouTube, too, you know, that I just stay away from. I mean, you don't see me involved with drama and beefs or nobody. People have tried to bring it to me, but I just kind of just deflect it because I'm like, I'm a grown dog. I'm a man. I ain't got time for that. You know?
It's not just you. I'm not just saying just like to be kissing nobody's ass or nothing. I'm just saying you do bring up a lot of good points, valid points. There's some other people on there too, but like when I be peeping certain other people's videos, their content, It's not because of the harsh, it's just the reality, you know what I mean? And, you know, some people can't handle the reality of things. They like to have the fantasy more than the reality, and that's what really be killing it, you know what I'm saying? I think that's why, you know, you don't get a lot of views like that, you know what I'm saying? Because of the fact that you have so much reality and you ain't bringing no fictionists to the story at all, you know what I'm saying? You just keeping it
100. Let me put it like this. I know what would make views, okay? I know. Put it like this. I can make one video and I can have thousands of views and I can have thousands of haters, okay? But I'm not on YouTube for drama and I'm not on YouTube for controversy, because controversy draws people to look at you. You understand what I'm saying? It's like a lot of people don't like, well, a lot of females don't like this dude, but hey, man, this dude be telling the truth, though, a lot of times. That dude, that brother Tommy Sotomayor, him, a lot of females don't like him whatsoever. But I listened to what he got to say, and I heard everything he had to say, and, like, I'm like, dude, I'm sorry, dude, for telling the truth about a lot of stuff. You know, it's like, like, a lot of people don't like that, but he's real raw with it, though. He'll cuss them out and everything else. They don't like him. And, you know, he say, like, well, if you don't like my stuff, don't come to my channel, which I feel him on that, too, because I've had people do that to me. You don't want to come to my channel and tell me all kind of stuff. You know, if you don't like it, don't listen to it. You know, why are you going to bother that dude or flag that dude videos or whatever? You know what I'm saying? You know, and he
went too far upon calling those women terminatrix. Like, it's not saying he went too far. But I just say that he actually called them out in a certain name. And it was kind of funny because he started using the Terminator theme, right? And he was doing the Terminator theme. And I was like, yo, I was laughing. You can't do nothing but laugh because all that is true, and it's true, and it's funny, and it's just raw. It's just so raw.
There's some things to do. Look, some things to do, talk about, man, look, I'm like, man, he shouldn't have said that. That's kind of messed up. Some things he do say. But the only thing I do like about him, he advocates marriage a lot. He advocates, I mean, you got to look at what somebody's advocating. You know, he's advocating marriage. You know, saying, why aren't y'all marrying? Why aren't y'all, you know, having family? And that's the problem with the black community anyway, a lack of family. That's the biggest problem with them. Everything stems from the lack of family. When the family broke down, that's when all these problems happened in the black community. If you look back in, like, I say my grandmother's time and back when black, when the family was together, you didn't have all these problems. So the dude is advocating family, okay, and marriage, and that's good. I like that he advocates that. But some things I think he just gets a little too far on it and or whatever. No, but that's him. You don't like what he got to say, don't watch the cat. That's how I look at it.
Nah.
I'm talking about anybody that don't like that cat. You know, that's him.
Yeah, anybody. But it's just what I'm saying is, too, like, when I was seeing, when you put up, what did you put up? You put up the little news clips, and especially the news clip about the kid going to school, learning, you know what I mean, the slavery thing. You know what I'm saying? That was just, like, outrageous, because I never knew that. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I was like, what the heck? Like, they, how many slaves what? Getting whipped? I ain't never heard nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, I understand where he's coming from, but he be putting, like, where the women shaking their booty, and, you know, the young girl is shaking her butt, and the mom is shaking her booty, too. And they're both doing it at the same time, and it's like, yo, like, I understand where he's coming from. Like, yo, you know what I mean? You ain't supposed to advocate that. You should put, you know what I'm saying? You're supposed to have more sense. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and, because, you know, yeah, I understand that, but like I said, I wouldn't put it on my channel so much, but I know how dudes are. Like I said, those videos going to have thousands of hits. Like, if you don't believe me, look at the Twerk team. You'll see how many views they get.
I know, brother. Yeah. I caught myself.
I
caught myself going up on there, like, just watching like 4 or 5 of them things. I was just like, dang. I'm like, yo, what am I doing? But at the same time,
I heard about the female. I didn't even know about them. A female told me about them. I didn't even know who they were. And she asked me, do you know who the Twerk team is? I said, nope. No, I don't. Let me tell you, Google them on YouTube. You'll see. So I said, okay. I looked them up. I said, oh, man, that ain't real what these chicks are doing. I said, how can this chick even do this? Like that would. It wasn't the shaking that was tripping me out. It was like, it looked like it was unreal what they were doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that was just crazy. And I was like, yo, I'm going to get off of this. And I got off, and I was just like, yo, I'm not, I was like, nah. Then, like, that's what really introduced me to, like, more realer videos. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, once I got into, like, the stuff, like, I wanted to see, because I'm a person, like that, too. I want to help out the black community myself, because I'm tired. I'm getting tired of seeing the same thing over and over, you know what I'm saying? We're basically the last of breed here. We've died off.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm not gonna sit there and blame the white man for everything. We doing dumb stuff too, you know what I'm saying?
I don't blame the white man for a single thing going on in the black community, because the white man is not making nobody marry each other. The white man ain't making all these babies, you know, with these women. And he, you know, whatever, they ain't forcing you to do anything. It ain't slavery no more. Okay. So when it comes to all this stuff that's going on in the black community, I don't blame white men for anything. I don't. I mean, is racism out there? Yes, it's out there. Oh yeah, it is. But I tell you, all the problems going on in the black community is not race. It's not really based on everything based on racism. That's why I just don't. I don't even try to. I love black people. I love everybody, to be honest with you. But, you know, all that you know, black empowerment stuff. These days, it's just a hate campaign. If it was more so of, let's empower our people to be financially free, not to be in debt. Let's empower our people to get more educated. That way, they can be more career-minded and more business-oriented. Let's empower our people to stick with their families and not, you know, let's not divorce. Let's empower our people to be more, you know, cultural-minded. If you're looking to empower, you know, the people to help the people grow, then I'm for you. But if you're telling the people, hate white folks, hate this and that, I don't want to hear that. That's not helping nobody. You telling me hate white folks or whatever, but then my light's getting cut off. Tell me how to keep my lights on, man. Tell me how to pay my house off. You know,
You hit another person when you said that. There was a couple of them. There's a couple of them I was watching, and I was like, yo, wait a minute, this dude is talking about some hate white people and talking about some, you know, they want to go back to Africa. And I'm like, yo, you don't, how are we going to do all that?
You know, well, let's be real about the African situation, okay? Most Africans don't accept us anyway. They don't. If you deal with a lot of Africans and you've seen how they are, a lot of them don't accept us. And some of them do, but a lot of them don't. They have attitude toward us. They call us lazy. They call us all kind of other names. You know what I'm saying? You know, they act like they better than us. And like, you're like, man, you come. I say, where you come from? You know, you're acting like you better than me. You know, but it's a but. Africans come here, and they scale up pretty quick. Okay, so I would say they come here with a good work ethic about themselves. I've seen a lot of Africans do that, and that's why they go really toot their horn when they get here. About, you know, us as, you know, black Americans with all the advantage that we have, and yet, you know, a lot of us don't take, you know, responsibility in some things that we do. And some of our people don't want to hear that either. You know, on top of relationships, on top of how we handle our money, how we handle this, how we handle that, a lot of us just don't want to hear it. I can make all kind of videos about how to help this and help that, you know, but sometimes I'm like, how well would that go over? You get what I'm saying? Like the video I did recently about money, I was shocked that many people even watched that. I was expecting people not to even look at it. I just threw it out there. Yeah, let's see what's up with that.
I'm,
you know,
subscribed, and I watch every last video, brother. Like, I ain't gonna lie, I watch every last video. I make sure, you know what I'm saying, I get the information, and, you know, I try to reach it out as much as I can on my page. You know, when I was in my own forum, I had my own forum, I was putting your videos up just to, you know what I mean, let everybody know, like, listen, this is real information right here, you know what I'm saying? So I really tried my best then to really do the right thing.
Well, you know, I always appreciate anybody watching and anybody trying to, I appreciate anybody. You know, like I said, I don't expect nobody to watch half the stuff I talk about, and nothing I write is scripted. It's just all off the top of my head. Just like this show, everything comes off the top of my head, because the way I feel about that is this. If you script something, at least for me, if I script it, it's not from the heart. If I just go from what's in my head, that comes from the heart. So people feel that a little better, at least for me. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, sometimes, you know, I feel that, man, you know, I would like a bigger audience, but I would have to draw, you know, it's sad that you would have to draw drama to get a bigger audience. That's sad.
Exactly.
You know, it's sad. Trust me, it is sad. Like that, like the video the dude did with the white chick, you know, talking about why black women love them more. You're right.
That was
sort of drama right there. It's like drawing drama. Like I said, I just posted the video to my channel. And that drew drama. I mean, fighting and people cussing each other out. And, oh, my man. I'm like, see, it takes things like that. You know what I'm saying?
And you want to know what? I seen the dude apology, and I saw her apology. I don't think it was really sincere. I don't believe it. And it's not to be talking about it like that, but I'm just going off of my, you know what I'm saying, opinion. I don't believe that they were both sincere about it. I just feel like homeboy, you know, he said it was supposed to be a joke. You don't put a joke like that out there and especially putting a white woman there to basically say all those type of negative things, even though it's true. It's
mm-hmm.
true that women ain't be doing the weaves and all that stuff, but you know what? You don't put no white woman on there to tell them that. It's just like, you know what I mean? You don't put a white man out there and tell him the real black man is a Jesus. The real Jesus is a black man. You don't do that.
Yeah.
You don't do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's just some crazy stuff out there, man, on that dog on YouTube, bro. I mean, it's just, like I said, if I was into drama and I was into looking for views, I know how to do it. Trust me, I've studied YouTube literally how it goes, and how, what gets you people to look at you, what get this and what get that, and like okay, like the situation you're talking about, the dude and the white chick, that right there draws so many people just to look at it. I don't know what it is about when a black man and a white woman say something. It's like everybody stop what they doing to listen. Or a white girl, like the other video with those four white girls talking about, oh, how much they like black men. Anything that a white girl says about black men or black women, everybody stop.
We've been whitewashed, man. I'm not trying to say it like that, and I'm not racist at any point. We've been washed. And, you know, we look to white people's validation all the time. Anything, job, all these types of things. Even though we're getting it ourselves, we have to be validated by white folks. And no matter what it is, man, like,
that's a personal thing with that. But, you know, like I said, I had to, like, at one point in time, I was going hard on all this stuff with racism. And hard on that racist stuff, and I had to back off too for a minute too, and I had to think, man, you know, everybody ain't like that, and you know, some people I got to think a little more because I got people that watch me, they're all white, you know, and they listen to me a lot too, and they talk to me a lot, and I don't say that a whole lot that you know white people write me, they do, and they got problems too. You know what I'm saying? Just like black people got problems.
No, I'm not sitting there saying it like that.
I'm not saying you saying it. This is me saying it. So what I'm saying is that, yeah, some of us are, like, just look for white people to pay for everything, which is sad if you do, because you're not your own man,
yeah.
And you're not your own woman. That's how I look at you. And that's a personal problem with you, not nobody else. Okay? But then, like, also, they got some white people. Like, for instance, recently I had a lady write me that she's a white lady and she's married to a black man. And she was like, man, you would read the email I had got. Like, she was telling me everything she goes through being married to the brother. And she said she's been with the brother, like, about 12 years. And everything she goes through, you know, with black, she had to say black women, and how much she said, I mean, it was horrible. I mean, if you read the stuff this chick was writing that they told this chick, you were thinking, like, that's some, like, 1950s racism stuff. This chick was writing me, man. So, you know, you got all kind of people out there. You know, so I don't try to single nobody out. You know, I don't try to do that. You know, because I learned to be objective. You know, when you're in, like, kind of like doing what I'm doing, you can't single nobody out.
Yep. And
you know,
it's the self-hatred. It's self-hatred. It's, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. It's going right back into the thirst. Going right back into it. All that is, you know what I'm saying? It's just like the mentality, the things that people, you know, it's like nobody can't be themselves. The individualism is lost within, you know, with one person's soul, you know, each individual soul, you know what I mean? But nobody don't have no type of say to their own life anymore. They look up to the media, they look up to everything, and it's like, wow, you know, I understand because this is, you know, this is as populated as, you know, this is a populated society. We got to really look at, you know, what other people's opinions and everything like that. But at the same time, still have your own mind. And, you know, half of the time, nobody don't have their own mind. They don't have their own mind no more.
Yeah, and I don't get that. And that's why some people get on YouTube and they talk or whatever. And it's like, other people, like, I wonder why they don't make more videos, but a lot of people, like you say, don't have their own opinions and their own minds, and everybody gets, you know, like butt hurt sometimes of things you say because they don't have their own, you know, it's not so much, I don't know if I want to say their own minds, but it's like they don't have their own convictions of things. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it trips me out that, like, you could say something, like, real talk, you could say something and somebody get hurt about it. Like, you don't know them. You don't even talking about them. It's like you're just saying something in general, like a general sense, and you could hurt somebody's feelings.
It's because it's the truth.
And they like, I've got an email.
When it hurts, the truth actually hurts. Be like, that's what kills it. Like, and it's not, even though, you know what I'm saying, some people don't know how to handle the truth. I was one of those people. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't handle the truth when I was young. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I still can't handle the truth. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes I'd be like, dang, yo, you make me mad. But at the same time, I take it in consideration and understand it later on or within that time frame and be like, oh, you know what? That person was right. And I have to learn how to take criticism. And they don't know how to take criticism. If it's not, even though you're not talking to them per se, they're taking it like that because it's the truth, and they can't take it, man. They can't take it.
I don't know. Like I said, if somebody's talking in general, let's say, for instance, like, if they're talking about, because like, people make stuff about black men. Oh, black men, they ain't worth nothing. You know, I'm like, I don't get mad at them videos. They ain't talking about me.
Yeah,
I know
what
I'm about. But at the moment, and I never understand, it's a brother make a video saying the same thing about black women, I noticed, I mean, they get upset. And I've you know, said this. If it's not you, why you say anything? Like, when you say something, you're tipping your hand, that's who they talking to.
Because, like I said, if now let's take this. Now, you saying, if a woman say all that negative stuff about a black man, and even though there be some black dudes out there that will be mad and they'll be angry because why? The truth hurts that person. You know what I'm saying? That person, that's really, but there's some that be talking about certain black men. You know what I'm saying? They don't know what they're talking about and they'll get mad. But when we sitting there talking to a black woman or a black, like, we just ain't talking to that specific woman. We talking in general. But there's those ones that's going to be like, yo, the ones that get so angry and so mad, those are the ones you're talking about, son. Those are the ones you're talking about. And that's why you guys get so many, like, backlash. Y'all get backlash with so much hate, bombarded with so much hate, comments, all types of things. You know what I'm saying? That's why you guys go through that, because you hitting them hard with the information that you actually experienced, but you know what I'm saying, what's been told to you, what you saw, you know what I'm saying, like all these things, and they don't understand. They see it too, and they know it too.
Yeah, they, you know,
but they don't
want to
admit.
Let me tell you something. They got some sisters out there, and I've talked to many of them. They understand everything that's going on, and it makes them sick too. Trust me, it makes them sick too. And I had this one sister, man, told me so much real stuff, man, up on Twitter. I said, man, I said, you something else. I said, you ain't like a lot of these females. He said, yeah, I hear that a lot. You know, so it's a lot of them. And some other sisters, too, that I know on YouTube that I got a lot of respect for. I have a lot of respect for how them sisters be talking. You know, like saying, just really for them few sisters that I know, that's why I make sure I watch how I say some things, just for the sake of those sisters alone. Because there are some out there that's real respectful. They understand where you're coming from. They, you know, so I don't want to just, you know, generalize. That's why I make sure to say the word some, because it's the truth. Some is not all, you know, or whatever. When I'm talking about,
say, I know what you're saying, but it's not saying that you're supposed to generalize. But when you do say some and you get all that, those are the ones that are going after you. That's the ones that are going after each and every person that is talking on that level. You know what I'm saying? It's not just you. I've seen some sisters went through that too. You know what I mean? Some chicks on there, they'll tell the truth and they be getting backlash too. Like, you know what I mean, another dude named Nutword TV.
Yeah, I know you're talking about. Yeah, I know you're talking about. I've been doing videos for a long time. Yeah.
Yeah.
But he handles it pretty well though. Some people can't handle it.
You know what I mean? That's what's crazy. They don't want, you know what I'm saying? And then it's like, it's because this is the thing. The thirstiness needs to stop because there's some real men out there in the world that really want something in life. And you know, the thirst is really ruining it for the brothers to go left field.
Yep.
Even though there's some good sisters out there, I ain't going to knock all of them out. There's some good sisters out there. It's just that it's messing it up because of the fact of, and I'm not going to sit there and say all it's the sisters' fault. It's niggas' fault, too. It's the dude's fault also.
Yeah, it's the dude's fault. I'm very fair in what I say. I don't blame women for everything. I blame both when I say something, you know. Because that's like, for instance, that dude that had all them babies, like I say, with them chicks. I didn't just go after
him. That is a lot. He's 29. He's 2 years older than me. And I'm like, whoa, you know what I'm saying? You got 30 almost.
That's what I'm saying. But see, like, some people will say, blame black women and leave him alone. I say, I blame all 11 of them and him. Okay? Because I'm fair. That's why I try to be fair as possible in my commentaries. Because I'll try to look at things right down the middle and be fair and objective. Now, if some things is blatant, then I'm going to say, okay, it's blatant. You know, like the Terrell Owens situation. That fool, I call him a fool. That fool. You know, yeah, he got money and he got all these kids with these three different females or whatever. But he's stupid and they just as bad too because they just trying to milk him for money. What about the kids? Nobody thinks about the kids. You know what I'm saying? So I try to keep my, you know, and some women didn't like what I said about that either. Some women did not like it, what I was saying about child support. They, you know what? Every time I talk about child support, they don't like it. Matter of fact, now think about it. They don't like to hear that about the child support. And I want brothers to know the law.
If they know, this is why I think this is too, man. Like, this is an epidemic. They know who to choose. These women know who they choosing. They know who they dealing with. They know they pick them. The ones that are dumb and naive to anything and everything just because it's a woman. And you know the ones that are smart, they don't want to get at them because they know the dumb type of men know better. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh yeah, they know better.
You know what I'm saying now? So it's like, the ones that they know they strategic in, man. They playing it like it's football right now. They playing it. They playing like it's football, basketball. They know. They sitting there strategizing like, yo, long as this month this dude right here do whatever they say. Yeah, and if that person mess up one time, they'll let him mess up just for the fact that they want him to get that thing. They want to get that check. They want to get that check.
That's why a man need to constantly think that, you know, get this mess out of their head, that we like to be told, oh, children are a blessing. Man, children are a financial liability if you're not ready for them or whatever. Don't be having no children, man. You know how to prevent that. I don't feel bad when a dude get caught up because, like, dude, you know what you got to do to prevent that. Why aren't you doing it? You know how scandalous a lot of these females are. All that, I want to have this baby. Yeah, she want to have your baby because she get a free check, she can get a free house, she can get free food, she can get everything having that baby. That baby's a meal ticket. Shoot, why not?
That's why they be like, yo, even though women be like, yo, it's a turnoff for the thirstiness, they look for the thirstiest one with a lot of money. They'll wait for thirstiest one with a lot of money.
Dude, now you just said that. This dude, it was thirsty, and I told him he was thirsty to his face. He was talking about, man, he told me, he said, man, I'm tired of these black women. I said, well, what's wrong with black women? What'd they do to you? He said, man, they just be tripping, they this and that and the third. He said, oh, man, I want to holler at me a Mexican chick. And I say, but I just can't talk to him. I say, tell me how, like, when you introduce yourself, like, how do you do it? And so he was giving me an example of how you do it, just thirsty. And I say, well, I'm going to tell you right now, dude. I say, I'm going to tell you right now. you got to come to Mexican females a little bit different, bro. I said, I know what I'm telling you. I said, they are a lot different than black women. Black women respond to that. I said, but Mexican women, they were different. You know what I'm saying? I said, you thirsty, bro. I said, straight up thirsty. And this dude making $100,000 a year as a brother. And he's straight up thirsty. And he thought about it for a minute. He thought about it for a minute, right, what I told him? And he like, you know what? You're right. It do work with black women. Because I get black women just, like, just any kind of black woman I want. He said, well, them Mexican chicks, I can't do it. I said, and I'll tell him, I say, talk to them this way. I told him, I said, I guarantee you, you'll get one of them interested. He said, all right, I'm going to try that. I said, but being thirsty ain't going to work. It's not with them. You know. So, I don't know, man. I talk dudes all kind of ways, man. Just
I see it a lot. They be like, I want you. Girl, I need you. And, I'm going to that up, I'm gonna eat it up, I'm gonna do this. I'm like, dang, son, like, wow. Woo, I wanna drink your I be laughing when they do that.
They crazy, man. Like, I just don't get it. I don't get it. I'm sorry, to me it's like I'm not about to get on my knees and do some old sweat begging to no female. Forget that. For what?
Yo, that is crazy. I ain't never seen that. Even on tag, man. If you was on tag,
I know about tag. Them dudes, yeah, I know about that. I was on tag.
I like that. I'm like, dang. And you can't, it just makes you not want to say nothing because you just like, yo, she's seen that all day, and I don't want to even comment.
Believe it or not, dude, them same. Look, I'm gonna tell you a simple secret. Just sending a hi, how are you doing? Believe it or not, get more responses than man, you fine. You know that?
I know.
In chick profiles, I had dudes doing all that stuff. You just send a hi, how you doing? And then, oh, I'm okay, how you doing? Like that, just a respectful conversation. That chick would be more interested in you having a respectful conversation than you telling her she fine, even though you thinking like they thinking. I always tell a dude, you could think like a thirsty dude, but don't respond like one.
Yeah, but they be going in. They be like, yo, that booty's fat. I was like, wow, I'll be your Superman. That was worse, man. I was like, hey.
Wow.
I ain't never heard no nigga say that. I was like, yo, what? You talking about so you be a woman Superman? I was like, wow. These dudes is going crazy right now.
And some women fall for that because, like I said in the beginning, some women got low self-esteem and need that gratification from these dudes. That's simple. You know what I'm saying?
And when I was saying about that, they pick the thirstiest one that has a lot of money, and they will gain just off of that. What game? They'll win.
I don't really feel
they'd
sorry.
They'd be like, fuel goal. They'd be like, fuel goal. I got all the money. That nigga gonna be saying, why? Gonna be crying, and I ain't gonna say nothing. I wouldn't say nothing, like, wow. Told you not to be that. Better get you some Gatorade or something.
Gatorade, huh?
Stop trying to drink all, you know what I'm saying? Don't drink all that cuckoo juice. Cause that cuckoo juice ain't going to get you nowhere.
Exactly.
That's what's crazy.
Yeah.
They be sitting there like, yo, I want to drink her. They ain't talking about something. They'll take her clipper and toenails. I was like, yo, these dudes is going super soft. And they're not men
them niggas get down in New York, dog.
Yo, son, I'm going to tell you straight up, man. I'm going to tell you straight up right now, man. These chicks out here, they fall in the same category. They love when a dude be all, like, I'm a romantic type of dude, but I don't go that far. You feel me?
Yeah.
Now, they see a dude with money, and they see that the dude is, like on that type of level. Oh, of course, they're going to do that.
That's, but see, that's, That's any of them females these days, but you know, with that situation. But yeah, man, I'm about to go ahead and wrap this show up, dog. It's about 35 seconds left for they kick me out. But man, it was good to call, bro. And shoot, you know, it's chopped up on a lot of different subjects and things. And shoot, so I'm gonna go ahead and wrap this show up. You be easy, all right, bro?
Yep, you too.
All right, man.
Yep. Yeah.
All right, so we had a show, a long show today, and 2 hours, a brother called in and chopped up a lot of things. So check me out next week.